Our story begins with a canny Scottish accountant named Robert Fletcher. Already well known for his work on canals, railways and docks, he sets up office in London in 1867. He prospers. He hires a small team of the finest minds in the city. His business grows. We're on our way. Fletcher & Co. spreads its wings. Fellow Scot William Peat goes north to Middlesbrough to break into the industrial boomtown markets. By the 1870s, we're serving the major railway, iron and manufacturing companies across the northeast. Peat becomes senior partner. In 1911, we link up with the firm Marwick Mitchell in America, where the economy has just overtaken Britain's. By 1924, we're Peat, Marwick, Mitchell and Co. War, a time to serve. Several senior staff go to the Ministry of Food to help organise food production and rationing for every UK resident. But does senior partner Roderick Peat take duty too far when he rescues a family of pythons from destruction at London Zoo and keeps them in his office for the next 25 years? His staff have their own views. Post-war, we grow quickly. We join with leading accountant firms around the country to take our services nationwide. But integrity remains at the heart of our business. Sir Ronald Leach is not afraid to air his views. Peat, Marwick, Mitchell is going global. But we are not alone. It's merger mania. From the 1970s, the international market is dominated by just a handful of firms. The Big Eight. So we push the boundaries. We are first again with an international mega merger which results in Peat Marwick merging with Thomson McClintock in the UK, creating the biggest accounting firm globally and nationally. KPMG Peat Marwick McClintock is born. Big talent, big ambitions, big wins. And by the way, does anyone know who this man is? The 90s, an incredibly exciting era with huge opportunities. As old regimes collapse or evolve, our expertise is sought worldwide. And we are the first of the big accounting firms to get into China, as we become KPMG Peat Marwick. And in 1995, we finally simplify our name. KPMG is open for business and open for examination. In the mid-1990s, we are the first of what were the Big Five to publish our report and accounts. We are also the first of the Big Five to create a values charter in 1998. We know that ethics and winning go hand in hand. And this clearly strikes a chord, as a Mori poll shows us to be joint leaders as the UK's most respected professional services company. It's almost the millennium. Everything is possible. We make some big changes. As well as merging our six regional partnerships into a single national practice in the UK, we create the European Anchor Practice with the German, French and Dutch firms to increase alignment. The new millennium and tough market conditions force us to make 1,000 staff redundant. 2001 sees us setting up our charitable arm, the KPMG Foundation, with a capital sum of £10 million to fund projects that help young people. 2003, it's award and red carpet time. As well as the Big Four Firm of the Year, Auditor of the Year and LexisNexis Tax Awards, winning is also about listening. During this time, we launched Managing for Excellence and our Employee Business Forum. ...2006, and we're moving fast. A new senior partner to take us forward. and we take the Bank of England audit off PricewaterhouseCoopers, who've held it for 200 years. Well, they needed a rest. And for our next move, the partners of KPMG in the UK and Germany vote overwhelmingly to create KPMG Europe. So, that's our story. 140 years of innovation and achievement, with a great future ahead of us. Going forward, together. KPMG. Better together.